what happened to all these concepts and things. I hope they are available.
Wonderful. Even collected, even if you don't read it.
There are people who have collections, but they remain
busy.
And then B.J. Fernando, I think.
B.J. Fernando has.
Now, B.J. Fernando is another interesting case. He edited the Sinhalese newspaper for the RSS. Didn't he? So he must have been with a foot in both camps. He was English, competent in English too. Did he eventually leave the RSS? Do you know why?
He just dropped out when after the speech.
So it's not on any issue?
No. Prabhakar Radhan has all these. He must have been documented.
Everything he has.
He's in Ceylon now.
He's
going to Norway tomorrow.
Yes.
Back to Cape.
How long is it?
10 days. We are not ignorant of this creation. Somebody said we have to do this. We must know how this whole thing happened.
There is another character who has connections with the temperance movement and the Sinhala Mahasabha, not with the socialist side. Mulya D.J. Sinha. No?
From Atharal.
He was an interpreter in the land government department for a while. He was one of the secretaries, I think, of the Sinhala Mahasabha and found a member of the system. And the third character, that's really me, the liar, not my character. He is just a man like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How old would he be now?
He was all 80.
He was really a young man, kind of. I am not sure his age, but I came across a name in the CNC. There is a DHS Mahasabha. But certainly he was one of the founder members of the Sinhala Mahasabha.
Yeah,
he was. And also he was happy, wasn't he? Yeah. I think he was all along. And he's one of the founder members, isn't he?
Yeah.
Same question?
Yeah.
Back then?
Happy landowner? Abul Kapoor of Tanda?
I know.
You didn't meet Epi Jai today.
Second
time. Didn't I give you the lot of...
He knows.
He knows a lot of...
He
was about 5 years, no?
Actually, this is my third session with Epi. I had...
Jimbala Pia?
No. I only thought of meeting him. About them. Lanka Mahajana Sabha, you know, there was supposed to be a book by Dr. Nihal Singh calling it the Goiga one.
I don't think
there are books.
I don't know. Maybe he may have read articles or something like this called the Goiga one. But I don't know whether that's correct. But because among the leaders, it's actually take some Sabha.
I think it was more popular. In Murtu area, no Mahajana Sabha. I think very recently. There were branches. You're getting one.
If I may interrupt, coffee, tea, pineapple, jelly or something.
Tea, no? That's
all. What was your own role in 1956 since you were with the party? You must have been...
I helped the meeting. Hey, friend. I suppose you were the people who... headed the...
Whereabouts did you do your elections work, your own elections?
I in control, that I helped in party. Angry Allah with
you. You didn't work with the Basha Padamana, huh? I'm a leader. It's a big support. Who helped to organize that campaign, the work of EDP?
EDP, Talpa Yuki launch a photo. He's leaving, the Gujarat.
Any layman attached to that organization?
Mala Vijay Vadana?
DC?
Delhi Government, DC.
DC, Vijay Vadana works?
Oh, yes. Finance House.
How did he have... he had a lot of money? From what source?
Land?
Delhi Government, also works? left him?
No,
he found him. When did he leave?
Like,
on what issue?
After the recognition. Mother-in-law was also suspect.
Pardon?
Mother-in-law was also suspect. Mother-in-law was also suspect. Mother-in-law was also suspect. But also they...
Dahanayake Kharoti. Did you have to cope with the CID when you were having your meeting and planning your campaign? Someone told me that... I heard second hand, you know, how they had to... specific meetings, committee meetings, you had to make sure CID was not on them.
You mean the language campaign?
Yes.
Language? Yes.
Yes. What is your view on this big question? Did Bandar Nayaka lead and marshal certain forces, or did certain forces really choose him as a leader and, you know, found him a convenient leader?
Yes, Mokare.
Second one
is Mokare. Because now the language color really gained momentum after a meeting that was held either in December 1965 or January 1966 at the Colombo Town Hall. We, Vivek Silva, myself, and a few others were the people in that language campaign were going on. For example, Kalal had gone and made that speech. People were restless. Then we said, now is the time to rally all these forces. Then each Clinton organized this meeting. About 20 of speakers we had listed to speak on that day. So we went to SWRB and asked, invited him to take the chair. He refused. He said, the blank signal on the campaign is wrong. My party is committed to the retention of English also. And Tamil. This is the wrong campaign, I can't come. And he blagged the Tom Paul, the Rajaratna, Delhi Gammana, and others. You have been party members, you can't do this. Anyway, we went ahead. We went to Philip at first. Philip also was unwilling. Then he considered to be a speaker. Then the question of as to who should take the chair came up. Something like it, we'll decide at that time. Then Buddharakita want the chair. I said, no, it's Buddharakita. There are other Buddhist priests who will not associate with this moment. So we said, we'll get a man who has been cross-respected for Sinhala. Baddagama, we will answer. Zero. Who? Baddagama. Sri Lanka Vidyalaya. Baddagama, we will answer. He chaired the meeting. Then after the meeting, Banda had sent spies. Okay. And at that meeting, Delhi Gammana said, our party stands for Sinhala, English and Tamil. Specialists. We have sent a requisition to the party president, Mr. Bandar Nayaka, to summon a central committee meeting. That will be held on, we gave a date, 2 weeks in. If at that meeting, our president will not follow the Sinhala only line, we are going to sack him as a president and we will elect somebody as president against Bandar Nayaka. So Bandar spies sent a reporter this to Bandar. Then Saligamana Rajaratna went after the meeting to report and say, well, sir, you must join this meeting, see the crowd that assembled at the town hall. And Bandar flared up. Oh, you buggers, you want to sack me? All right, you see what you're going to do. You have associated with those disrespected politicians like Basil Silva and Philip Gunawardene and Dahanayake. So you want to drive me out of the party. So on, I'll kick you out at the next meeting, he said. Then the central committee meeting was held. It was held at the present Wing Studio upstairs, or the Wing Studio, opposite Shalima Hotel, Maradana.
Wing Studio. How do you spell it?
The V-I-N-N-S, Wing Studio. then there was a resolution by Rajakrishna Veligamman and Acharya Surya that the party should adopt the single only line.
Were you there?
No, I was not a member.
But you knew what,
yes, what was happening, so you were there. I was at the Shalima Hotel also. When the meeting was going on, then the WRD got talk oil feel on the table. Then asking for some other fee that the Delhi government has arrived at the resolution, does not succeed. So for till 11:30, talk oil feel on the had canvassed everybody, holding forth and so on, calling these people, traitors who had come to take the party, and so on. At 11:30, he left the meeting. For his Dhani. Old man knew that the entire central committee was against him. Before Silavanta came, old man said, yes, when I am also a Sinhala, he will adopt this resolution. Silavanta came and found that Banda is also a Sinhala now. Resolution has just passed. And these people were pretty sort of, you know, fun at Silavanta table. Then in the evening, he went to Silavanta. You are reciting his resume, calling that man Revala Vanda, and so on.
Revala Vanda?
Revala Vanda. He asked me to conduct a campaign against you. He somersaulted and took your side. Now, what is my position? And so on. So, you can really forget about it, work together, and so on. So, I just thought that to show that he was also against it. Really, the people, the Sinhala enthusiasts, Sinhala movement had no leader.
They were looking for somebody.
They were looking for somebody, and he came.
And before they went to him, some of the Sinhala people went to Dudley. Is that correct?
Yes, some of them.
Dudley was anti.
Yes, but then very, very many of the Sinhala people did not want to take Dudley.
Yes.
Because that would have, he couldn't have given that momentum to the movement.
Correct, but didn't Irregula and a few chaps go to Dudley?
Irregula and others may have gone to Dudley. But Buddha Rakshita and other people who were really the stalwarts in the movement did not go on Dudley. To have anything to do with it. Even RG came at a later stage. The single only one.
Sir, where was Mudli at Bijasen Ratna? Was he still there? Yes,
yeah, he was in Banda.
Irregular. Was he in Singala Mahakam earlier? What's his background?
I don't know.
I will now produce another book. I was very interested in your comments. You're making the point that that book was circulated, you know, when you published it. Would they read a lot of this, Habu?
Maybe.
What about the question of finances, you know, to buy these books, even the newspapers and all? Even one man buys a paper, it goes proudly.
Your book in fact was only 25
cents? No, it's 50 cents. Yeah. But it could be very more.
Yes.
Is it true that today many of them have, some of them join two or three unions?
Yes.
But isn't that, again, the financial business comes in, no? Subscriptions for...
Yes, but some of them don't pay, no? Mm-hmm. They just join and pay for about 2 or 3 months, they stop paying.
I didn't know the trade unions were like the irrigation department. Right? Irrigation rates are never collected.
The only trade union collects a dues on members are the CMU. And the CWC, the DWC, they're very particular. These are the only unions that are very, very financially off all, you know.
And which union are you associated with now? I've forgotten the name.
No, I'm the president of the Long Air Transport Employee Union.
What happened to the harbor unions after the breakup of the United Front and then Philip joining the UNPD?
Yes.
What is the political origin?
I know. It's a perception of Philip. You're saying Philip joined the UNPD.
Doesn't matter. Well, not joined the UNPD.
The UNP government.
UNP government.
I don't know.
call it for the huh? Somebody must be there to stand up for him. Huh?
That's true. It would be, say, shall we say, coalescent.
Yeah.
I should have thought that he'll lose quite a lot of support on that issue.
Yeah.
You know, that's
not fair.
Is there a strong Malayali element in the harbour?
There was, but not now.
So they might have tended to break away from the left parties once they adopted the Sinhala only crowd.
Malayalis are not against Sinhala. It's a better party. Even the Tamil harbour thing
more trade union and more trade unionism. And
you want to be more friendly with the Sinhalese.
And probably as sort of politicized workers, they are more interested in downing the capitalist system than...
Yes. They have enough of foresight to see, intelligence to see that that can't be done without the Sinhala worker, no? The Sinhala people.
In 1922, Mr. Dolapi Hilda was attended the Ceylon National Congress meeting. Was he a Sinhala Mahasabha? W. B. Dolapi Hilda.
I don't know.
He was in the Ceylon Workers' Federation with your father. Now, the rest of all there, you know, some people they don't know.
Both Dolapi Hilda? This is Bandar Naik would be able to meet it.
She
is connected to the village.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes,
End of interview with Basil Silva on the 4th of September 1968.
For instance, I was wondering where you were born and bred. Was it in Colombo?
In Colombo, in St. Sebastian Ward itself.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know, the old Westie College Hall.
Yes.
Yeah, now it is demolished. In the corner house, that is almost gate number 4. That's how I was born, I lived, I